Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Harbor Beach School District will be hosting a blood collection drive from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 14th. The collection will be done in the testing room at 402 South 5th Street in Harbor Beach. Appointments for donations are preferred and can be done by calling 1-886-642-5663 or by going online to veris.org/mi. Walk-in donors are also welcome. Those who make a donation will receive a gift of flannel pants while supplies last, and the collection will be coordinated with the Versailles Blood Center of Michigan. And another local and regional news for today. Getting around in one Lapeer County community will soon be more entertaining. The village of Almont is in the process of adopting a proposed off-road vehicle ordinance. The village's police department recommended that the village adopt an ordinance that is similar to the one that the county has in order to ensure consistency. During the meeting, it was noted that Almont Township is also working on adopting the county's ORV regulations. The council discussed the need for local control versus just defaulting to state law, which is what currently governs ORV use in the village. During the discussion, it was pointed out that the county's ordinance does not apply within municipal boundaries unless the council adopts it. There are several things that have to be taken into consideration in drafting such an ordinance. Some of the key points are that a minimum age is established for the ORV drivers, as well as the hours of the allowed driving time, safety features that would make an ORV visible, overall safety features, and defining the type of off-road vehicle specifically in regards to other similar vehicles. There's also other things going on in the village with a new sewer line going in and plans being made for a new DPW building, water service being worked on, street improvements, as well as a village-wide computer update that is currently being looked into. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Cats are masters at using up their nine lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do, text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Israel says that it expects all of the 20 living hostages currently held in the Gaza Strip to be released on Monday in a breakthrough ceasefire deal with Hamas. Palestinians on Sunday awaited the release of hundreds of prisoners being held in Israel. A surge of aid into the famine-stricken territory has now begun. U.S. President Donald Trump will visit Israel and Egypt on Monday after the ceasefire was announced last week. There's growing hope for an end to the two-year war. After the hostages are freed, Israel is ready to release about 2,000 Palestinian detainees and receive around 28 dead hostages. And in other national and international news, President Donald Trump is warning Russia that he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow does not settle its war there soon. Speaking to reporters on board Air Force One on Sunday, Trump described the Tomahawk as an incredible and offensive weapon, suggesting that Russia does not need that kind of escalation. Trump added that he might tell Russia the U.S. could send the missiles if the conflict is not resolved. His comments came after a phone call earlier on Sunday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that he had earlier that day. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, October the 12th of 2025. Donald C. Stern, age 69 of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October the 10th, at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family at his side. Visitation for Donald C. Stern will be held on Wednesday, October the 15th, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home of Bad Axe. A fireman's service will be held in his honor at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in care of Terry Orban, and condolences can be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.